No playing.
You are a group of ne'er-do-wells with one goal: to rob the richest person in town blind. Fortunately or unfortunately for you, you are each a goblin with a fat ass. I'm Dylan.
Hello. I'm confused.
Well, you're going to remain that way.
Do I get to pick my character?
Kinda?
So, like, which goblin with a fat ass am I?
Listen, we'll get there. We'll get there. This whole system is 2 pages long. That's why this is an extra episode. This one's gonna be short.
Okay.
This is an entirely D6-based system, and yes, it is called Goblin with a Fat Ass.
Can't tell if I am not high enough or too high for this.
Probably a combination of both.
Okay. So,
literally everything in this system is done with a D6.
Okay.
To point, you will roll a D6 to determine which rich person in question you will be robbing. One is the mayor. 2 is a retired war criminal. 3 is a butter baron. 4 is a fireworks factory magnate. 5 is an exotic or mythical animal menagerie owner. And 6 is a sweatshop fashion icon.
That's fascinating.
For the location, 1 is a gala of the decade at the mayor's mansion. 2 is a private fortified train. 3 is a crumbling castle residence, rented. 4 is a secret underwater base. 5 is an ancient volcano temple, and 6 is a luxurious mansion on the edge of a cliff.
That's the places we're robbing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. I was like, so this is a heist, an odd heist.
Yeah. There's a heist.
You're just gonna heist a rented house? Like, how is that difficult?
A rented castle.
Like, still, how is that difficult? Like, you're in it. A
super rich person is renting it.
Renting the whole thing to you? But, like, how would, like...
No, not to you. They're renting it.
Oh. I still don't get it.
Listen. You're going into the castle to steal the things.
Okay.
What things? 1, big honking gold bars. Heavy.
Mm.
2, imprisoned greed demons. Loud and they complain.
Do you need asses to carry the bars? Like, you know, donkeys? Giant asses, like you said.
Big thick dumpers?
Yeah, donkeys.
3 is the world's most expensive dog.
What?
4 is the recipe for the secret sauce kept in a 300-pound safe. 5 is the hand of King Midas. It still works.
Gross.
And 6 is the potion of eternal youth, drinkable by 2 goblins or 1 human.
Fascinating.
It is protected by a cater of numerous but poorly paid guards and 1, bloodthirsty goblin-hating pirate mercenaries, 2, merciless automata programmed to kill goblins on sight, 3, vicious anti-goblin attack wyverns, 4, dwarves, they just really hate goblins, 5, a crack anti-goblin assault squad with cool call signs, and 6, a bound goblin-destroying shadow demon. It's in the contract.
Wow. Did you know the Victorians used to drink corpse juices out of coffins of their long-dead relatives?
Yeah, so do I. Get over it, Victorians. You're not so cool. The thing you're stealing is locked in, 1, a glass room suspended over a lake of lava, maybe? Don't know how you would do that in a train. Very interested to find out.
Correct.
2, a clockwork vault that changes shape every hour. 3, an enormous quantum vault connected by a series of portals. 4, a living vault embedded in a huge beast. 5, the torment nexus.
Mm-hmm.
And 6, a case that explodes if it feels the touch of a goblin for more than 5 seconds.
What if you're wearing gloves?
I don't know, man. I guess that depends on your GM.
Okay.
Playing the game. You need 2 to 4 players and a disaster master. The DM describes a scene, plays the NPCs, asks the players what they will do. The players get up to various forms of goblin mischief, and the DM describes the outcome based on their actions. To do anything, do it. You don't roll dice for everything, but if it's contested and the outcome is unclear, you roll 1d6. On a 4+, you do it. 1 to 3, you don't, and you suffer the consequences.
What are the consequences?
If doing it would be, man, that's really up to the situation, isn't it?
That's true.
The consequences could be getting shot in your thick, juicy ass.
Wow. That would just be a crime, wouldn't it? A tragedy.
Quite so.
Mm-hmm.
If doing it would be hard, you need to roll a 6 to do it and avoid consequences. What is hard or not is up to the DM, but should be fairly obvious. You might get more or less dice. You roll one extra die if you have a skill. You roll one extra die if you have a situational advantage, like a tool or a convenient chandelier. You roll one less if you're dazed, or if the situation is bad, like you can't see or you're suspended over a lake of lava by one hand. And if any roll is reduced to 0 dice, roll 2d6 and pick the lowest.
Hmm. This feels like not the gameplay itself, but the type of game reminds me of what's the tentacles one that you threatened us with? There was like a thing, or was it the like monsters? And it was like, I think I had a Shinto priest or something.
You're talking about Tenra?
Yeah, that's it.
Why are you talking about tentacles?
Because it seems like two great RPGs if you like playing kinky things.
Tenra's just a bunch of weeb shit. Anyway, if doing something is risky, which should be most things, or could cause mayhem, mischief, or general chaos, you also roll ass.
Ace.
To roll ass, you roll 1d6 per your goblin's ass size. If your goblin has 0 ass, roll 2d6 and pick the lowest. If you get at least 1 6, there's a surprising upside, opportunity, or advantage. Multiple sixes mean this is extra good. This applies even if you fail. If you roll at least 1 1, there is also a downside, extra risk, complication, or injury. Multiple ones means this is extra bad. This applies even if you succeed. These may or may not be ass related, and ones and sixes cancel each other out. Each time a player rolls at least 1 on any final result of an ass roll, you fill in 1 segment of the chaos clock. This tracks generally how well things are going. If the clock hits midnight and you run out of segments, shit hits the fan. You have to cut and run or try and make a mad dash in a last bid for the prize. No exceptions. Now, you are a goblin. The first thing you do is roll 1d6 for ass size. You may adjust up or down 1 after rolling. This determines how many dice you have when rolling ass. 0 is shameful to goblin kind. 1 is a firm handful. 2 is a bubble butt. 3 is a thick stack of pancakes. 4 is a green dump truck. 5 is the juggernaut. 6 is the Terminator. And 7 is oh no.
Oh no.
This game is great. Yeah, that's just funny. Oh no. How did you get your ass? Roll 1d6. 1 is a life of leisure and indolence, giving you a skills of charisma, fashion, and wine tasting. 2 is long years in the Goblin Wars, giving you the skills of stabbing, biting, and spitting. 3 is an accident at Wizard Summer Camp, giving you the skills of detect magic, use magic device. 4 is you worked hard for it, giving you the skills of weightlifting, climbing, and calisthenics. 5 is you were blessed by an enthusiastic nymph, giving you the skills of nature, alchemy, and skinny dipping. And 6 is big natural. You pick 2 of your choice from the above classes.
Big natural.
Big natural. Then you roll for class on a 1d8. All classes have extra skills and an ability. If it's an active ability, you just roll ass. You are always successful. Abilities refresh after each mission. Molly, I've been saying roll ass all day to my coworkers to great effect. 1 is a fighter. Your skills are fighting and stunt work. Your ability, roll ass to instantly disarm an opponent or violently smash a non-reinforced object or door into pieces. 2 is a thief. Skills are lockpicking, sneaking, and pulling a fast one. Their ability is roll ass to instantly steal any loose object not held or worn in hand's reach. Doesn't work on other thieves. 3 is barbarian, with the skills of intimidation, athletics, and competitive eating. Their ability is no penalty for being dazed and may ignore being knocked out once. 4 is a wizard. They have knowledge, goblin magic, and the Dewey Decimal System. And they may roll ass to light most anything on fire.
They roll ass, Molly, to light things on fire.
Yeah, Molly.
Okay.
They have a skill, a practiced skill in the Dewey Decimal System.
Okay.
I fucking love this. 5 is priest, with knowledge of goblin religion, gardening, and trading cards. Their ability, a priest may pray to a goblin deity to make a reroll of all dice, taking the second result as final for anyone, and they may reroll after seeing a final result. This always works twice. The third time or more, the deity may demand a price. Six is Bard. Their skills are performance, alcohol tolerance, and making playlists. Their ability is a bard may roll ass to perform with their instrument of choice or speech and convincingly distract a small or large group of people or creatures for 1 minute, plus an additional minute per six rolled. Only works once on the same group of people. Seven is Warlock, with skills in Knowledge, Goblin Occult, and Candles. Their ability is they may curse someone and roll ass to take them out non-lethally instantly. They have to be able to hear you. They recover after 1 minute, and it only works on the same person once. And the Paladin has skills in Knowledge of non-goblin religion, armor care, and baking, and their ability is they may always choose to count their own ass size as one when rolling.
Okay. That's a good caveat, isn't it? Just, I have no idea.
Then you roll a d6.
They only count as one posterior.
Then you roll a d6 for your pocket contents.
Pocket and locket contents?
No, your pocket contents, what you have in your pockets. You do this per mission.
Mine's better.
On a one, you have a fabulous hat, a stethoscope, tape, a screwdriver, a bottle of orc liquor, which could possibly be an antiseptic and possibly be drinkable.
Stupid.
Two is the greatest, perfectly shaped, smooth, and shiny stone you have ever seen.
Soy? You have ever seen?
Shiny stone.
Stone. Okay, okay.
Three is various meat pies, a pocket, or the pocket contents of a guard, a knife bigger, and 10 feet of rope.
A knife, comma, bigger?
Yes. You have a knife and a bigger knife.
Knife, the large.
Axe big?
Knife grande.
Oh, man. On a four, you have a telescope, stolen, strong acid, four glass vials, and an unexploded artillery shell. I don't know how they got all these things.
What are they, the super mutants?
On a five, you have an oddly sized key, a bottle of oil, flammable, and a jar of ball bearings.
I'm glad they clarified.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. You don't want any of those non-flammable oils. On a six,
are they more powerful based on how flammable they are? Is this a magic thing?
To a goblin, probably. On a six, you have three different pairs of shoes, sunglasses, an overcoat, a loose sandwich, and matches.
It's just one of those people that has like a food on them all the time.
Just a loose sandwich in their pocket. This game is so good. I love the person who wrote this. They're my favorite.
It's very goblin.
Oh, it is very goblin.
They care if they eat.
Oh man.
And they're here to throw ass.
Consequence. Oh no, someone failed a roll, rolled some ones on an ass roll. It's time to do one or more of the following. Pay a cost. Inattention. A goblin is preoccupied for a while. Effectiveness. Needs a little extra help from someone to get the job done. Or danger. The situation gets more dangerous or tense. Or smack someone. You daze a goblin or knock a goblin out. Dazed is a dazed goblin gets minus 1d6 to do anything, and if hurt again is knocked out. Goblins recover from being dazed after a scene is over. A knocked out goblin must be carried around like a sack of pear-shaped potatoes and wakes up in the next scene as long as they make it out okay, are captured if they are left behind. It's pretty easy for a human of average strength to knock out a goblin with a big enough implement. Or, you start a ticking clock, you write something bad down, the lava gets released, the dogs are loose, the alarm is set off, someone's knocked out, the door jams, you lose control of the vehicle. The next time there's a fuck-up in the same situation, it comes true, or maybe the next time after that. Or, escalate the situation, choose or roll 1d6. 1, the guards are alerted or start catching up. 2, light something on fire. 3, something that wasn't supposed to break breaks. 4, drop or lose track of something important. 5, something goes wildly out of control. Or 6, someone gets split from the group.
Now,
this is the whole system, Molly.
That's not very difficult. That's heavy roleplay, light on rules games.
I may or may not try and run a game of this in the near future, because this is just, it's fucking sillies all the way up.
It sounds very sillies, but you could very easily turn it into like a porno game.
Oh, sure. Dude, but I mean, like, that's true of wicked. Most games.
I mean, that's 100% true, but like the fewer rules and the more you're like, or suffer the consequences rules there are, the more it can be turned into a porno game.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But I'm like really into the idea of just like a warrior goblin with a fucking thick ass
dump
just
truck
beating
ass.
People with it.
You know, if you play Corruption of Champions just right, you could be just like that.
Corruption of Champions.
It's old game.
God.
In fact, Flash doesn't really work anymore, so.
Flash is broke.
Flash is dead.
Anyway, Flash is big dead. Well, it's sort of dead. There's some people independently making things to keep it moving.
Mm-hmm. I have something downloaded
anyway.
Like that, but, like, still.
Yeah, Ruffle's pretty good.
I mean, it's not Adobe anymore, so it's dead. It's like,
man,
we're speaking
a
dead
a piece
language.
Of equipment. There's a piece of equipment at work that still runs on Macromedia Flash.
Jeez.
Like, please update your fucking software. Please.
Which computer is that?
It's our lottery machine.
Well, if it works, it works. It's not like lottery is that complicated.
It absolutely doesn't.
Oh, all right. that improves it.
It's a piece of shit. Anyway, that's basically it. I just kind of wanted to do this one as an extra thing because, like, fuck, this is funny.
Wow.
Oh, man. I like goblins. I'm going to be a goblin with a fat ass.
Okay. I would like to be a goblin with a fat ass and then, like, throw ass to attack. You can't
like
see
that,
me.
Is
like
there alternative of throwing hands? You ready to throw ass, bro?
Yeah, basically. I'm imagining like, what is that anime that I saw where they have to keep the beach ball on their butts? That's definitely like a very Japanese thing, right? Or they like have to bounce each other off of like a floaty thing with their butts. There's like a whole anime.
I know what you're talking
about. With like
about.
Competition.
I just don't remember the name of it.
It is ridiculous. That's what I think of.
Oh, shit. Anyway. I guess we'll catch you guys in the next episode.
Yes.
I'm glad we did this.
It's...
Ah! Bye.
Bye.